Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. As you may already be able to tell by the pitter-pattering in the background, we could be in for another damp one today. But that shouldn't bother you because you're nicely tucked up in the warm dryness of your own homes or wherever you may choose to listen to these audio walks. And I'm well clad in waterproofs with my umbrella and waterproof walking boots on, ready to venture out once again into the great Yorkshire countryside to discover some amazing sights, sounds, smells and things to touch and feel as well. As always, we're not going to let this weather dampen our spirits because I'm sure we're in for a real treat today. We've come to an area of North Yorkshire known as the Yorkshire Dales National Park, which I'm sure many of you listening to this will be familiar with. We're going to be wandering along the banks of the River Wharfe as it meanders up to the magnificent remains of Bolton Abbey. So, as always, despite the weather, let's put our best foot forward and see what amazing things await us on this audio walk today. I have a feeling that the act of me dashing under nearby trees for shelter to record this audio walk may be a repetitive occurrence. This lovely ash tree that I'm underneath now is not only providing that lovely shelter from what is quite torrential rain, it's also providing a lovely frame around the viewpoint that I've got at the moment, looking down at the river as it rushes over some rocks and pebbles, which you may be able to hear in the background in amongst that pitter-patter of the rain on my umbrella. This area of Wharfdale is also flanked by rolling green hills, which is at the moment clad with burgeoning foliage of the trees that make up the woodland that hugs the valley. It is still green at the moment, but it is feeling very autumnal. As I record this, it's mid-September, and the changing of the colour of the trees has already started, especially on the horse chestnuts, which tend to be the first to turn. We've started this walk from Bolton Bridge, one of the many old bridges that span the River Wharfe as it meanders its way through North Yorkshire. We'll be crossing over another bridge in a moment, which isn't a stone-built structure like Bolton Bridge, but has equally as impressive views. But I'm sure we'll come across plenty before then, so I'm going to nip back out from under this tree and walk for as far as I can, and then hopefully find another tree to record another little interesting snippet about this beautiful area. I maybe shouldn't say this too loudly, but the rain seems to be abating ever so slightly. It's not stair-rodding like it was, it's more of a fine drizzle now. I've still found the shelter of a lovely old oak tree, which looks to have some significant age to it. The trunk is really, really wide, and it's arching over me, providing me that lovely natural shelter. As I look across the river, it's no longer pockmarked with those raindrop ripples that keep pummeling it, but it's a lot calmer now. We've come round another bend in the river and it's flowing a lot more steadily. The reason I've stopped here is that we've got our first view of Bolton Abbey just poking out from behind the trees in front of us. It's sitting quite grandly at the base of the valley as my eye scans up via a field dotted with cows. I can see the moorland hills in the background, which are just topped with the low cloud that is bringing us this damp day. the sound of any road noise from the main road passing through Bolton Abbey in the background has now dissipated, and we've got more of the sounds of the birds that are waking up in the trees, finding shelter probably like me. And there's a duck on the water's surface just dabbling about in the shallows. It's a grand, peaceful scene. Just as I said the word peaceful, an engine started up in the background. Must be some work going on in Bolton Abbey Village by the sounds of it, but just shows you that I probably shouldn't open my mouth too soon. Having said that, amazingly, I've been able to take my umbrella down. You may still be able to hear some pitter-pattering from the rain falling from the leaves of the oak tree above me. This is a different oak tree than the one we were under before. But it's just the wind rustling through and dislodging some of that water that had collected on the upturned leaves. We've now climbed up a bit of a hill, which is probably the reason why you may think that I'm slightly out of breath. But we've now got an aerial view of the Abbey just through the trees. It is an absolutely splendid sight. The rock pillars just coming out of the ground look like they could have been built just yesterday, but they are in ruin after the dissolution of the monasteries in the 1500s, when Henry VIII decided that the abbey was no longer fit for purpose and had it demolished. The central part of the abbey, the central area of the nave, has been restored, and it is now known as Bolton Priory. And they hold services there on Sunday mornings and carol services at Christmas, like you would do in any church, I suppose. But I always think that it'd be lovely to come on a cool, crisp winter's day over the Christmas period to just take in the atmosphere of what is an absolutely wonderful little location. I can also see the grand mansion house that stands next to the priory. And that reminds me of when I once visited on a day much warmer than today. It was very sunny and hot. And I came to see the Antiques Roadshow that the BBC do. Now, that either makes me sound very cultured or very sad, depending on your viewpoint. But I remember quite vividly that the expert that I took two of my grandma's vases to at the time was very forthcoming in telling me that I had two examples of excellent German tat. I think he valued them at about £5 each. But the atmosphere of the day was lovely, and I had a good time in the sunshine. And it was a fitting location for such a grand event, under the shadow of the ruins of Bolton Abbey, which I suppose we ought to carry along this path on now and make our way down to have a closer inspection. The rain has now fully stopped, which is perfect timing, as we've just made our way back down to the river's edge, and we've now got spectacular views up to Bolton Abbey in front of us. In fact, if I crouch down in the right position, the reflections of the abbey and the trees surrounding it on the water is an absolutely wonderful, serene sight. It's quite busy, actually. There's a lot of tourists milling around, coming to witness the majestic ruins. And I must say now, we've actually got a choice. We can either go over the bridge, which is the wooden bridge that I was talking about earlier on, or we have the choice of the stepping stones, which dot themselves neatly across the river. For those of you that said, take the stepping stones, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you. I am going to make sure that I keep my feet and everything else dry and go over the bridge, the nice, civilised way. I think the stepping stones are more of a summer thing when the river isn't quite as ravenous as it is today. So let's cross this bridge and, as promised, we'll wander through the abbey ruins themselves. As we get much closer to the abbey ruins, it just makes you realise what a feat of engineering this place actually is. Although it's in ruin, the roof's missing and the windows are missing, you can see how intricate the carvings in the stone were and the size of the Yorkshire stone blocks as well that were once manoeuvred into place long before the days of machinery that we use now to erect these grand tall buildings. You can just about make out the outlines of the stone finials on the tops of the abbey and the marking blocks of the once grand stained glass windows that must have been very impressive to behold. And that's just the abbey itself. Dotted around me now are the foundations of the ancillary buildings of the monastery where the monks would have once lived and worked and prayed and done their daily chores and everything that they used to do. Just makes me wish that I could step back in time and see it in all its glory, because it probably would have been absolutely incredible. Now a pigeon is just roosting in one of the open holes that must have once supported a lintel coming out of the wall. There's also little bits of grass emanating from the gaps in the wall and the bricks and the stone. They're not bricks, they are stone. Just goes to show that nature always finds its place, doesn't it? In a place where humanity no longer dominates. Anyway, I suppose we ought to make our way back along the river now and head back out towards Bolton Bridge before the next looming grey cloud dumps more rain upon us. As we make our way back along the riverbank, with the abbey still looming on the horizon but getting ever smaller as we make our way back towards Bolton Bridge, I feel like I'm walking through a Turner painting, with the trees hanging over the rugged banks of the river, which is separated by a landslide that must have come down with a cracking sound at one time, obviously many years ago, but it still left the escarpment of the riverbank very bare. Opposite me in the field is a heron. It's just surveying its surroundings. I did see it fly over actually whilst we were looking around the abbey. It must be just waiting for its next meal that it may spot at any moment in the rushing water that's running past it. When I crossed the bridge earlier, I did actually see a ripple of a fish breaching the surface, so it goes to show that the heron's dinner is not too far away. I suppose, being a photographer, I should also mention Roger Fenton as well, which this scene in front of me now also reminds me of. Roger Fenton was the first photographer to ever take photographs of tourist locations for publicity purposes. And I know he did come to Bolton Abbey. I've seen a few of his sepia prints that don't look too dissimilar to how the scene in front of me looks today. Goes to show that the abbey and this surrounding landscape has been preserved excellently to make it very historically accurate. That dock was right on cue there, because I've just stopped to mention the wildlife at the banks of the river here. When it was siling it down earlier on and I was trying to hide under trees and my umbrella, I couldn't really get a decent view of what was going on the riverside. But now, as it's become a lot calmer, it's just making me witness these little moments, like the ducks splashing about, again right on cue in front of me. As you walk along, you think you see what are rocks and stones sticking out of the river's surface, and some of them are, but others have just started to move, and you realise that they are mallards, just taking in the dryness of the now still day. I often look at these scenes and think, oh, there might be an otter there. I can always keep my eye open for one. I know they have been sighted on this area of the river, but you do have to be very lucky to see one. Also seems very popular with black-headed gulls as well. I've seen quite a few fly over. And I can also see a few perched on the rocks on an outcrop a little bit further down the river. They've got a very distinctive sort of harsh cry as they fly over. And then behind me in the trees, there must be a few jackdaws. I can hear that distinctive jack jack sound, which they're named after, perching in two giant ash trees that are dominating the landscape in front of me. It is just wonderful when you just stop, take in your surroundings and just listen to the sounds of nature, and also the smell of the field that we've just walked through, which had freshly cut grass in it, which may have been that motorised engine we heard a little bit earlier on. But it just emanates that beautiful, sweet, freshly cut grass smell up my nostrils, which is adding to the sensory atmosphere of this extremely atmospheric place. The final leg of this walk is through an open field full of sheep, some of which are lying down in the damp grass and others are just chomping away at the grass, all very relaxed in what is a quintessential Yorkshire Dales scene. I can just about see the Abbey on the horizon, or just underneath the horizon. Again, underneath those moorland hills licked by the cloud. It's a very moody scene. If I turn in the opposite direction, in the direction in which we're heading, I can see the crest of Bolton Bridge where we started, framing the tree-lined river wharf, which has been an absolute pleasure to walk along today. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this walk to Bolton Abbey and back along the River Wharf. It did start out a little damp, didn't it? But thankfully, as we got closer to the Abbey, the rain stopped and we could witness it in all its glory. It might still be overcast, but it certainly adds to the mood and atmosphere of this dramatic location. If you'd like to hear more audio walks from Open Country, then visit opencountry.org.uk, where you'll be able to find a full back catalogue of the walks that I've done over the past 12 to 18 months. And if you'd like to donate to the charity and find out more about what we do in terms of activities in helping people with disabilities to access and enjoy the countryside, then you can also find that on our website as well. But until the next audio walk, thank you very much once again for listening, and goodbye for now.